I want to think together about the beginning of mankind, when that thing was created. So the Torah tells us something very awkward. The Torah tells us that man was looking for a spouse, for shidduch, you know? And then he went to all of the animals in the world, and he looked and didn't find. And then, as a reaction, that was that Hashem said, you have to take a rib and make from that a wife. That's the way the Torah tells the story. And this sounds very awkward. You know, you look around in the animal world and look for a shidduch, you know. What do you want, you know? What did Adam HaRishon want when he looked around there? So, the Ramban on the Parsha says, you know, it's the same thing as he took the rib. When he took the rib, he reconstructed something and made a whole human being out of it. So, when he would find that a good shidduch would be a pigeon or a chatula or whatever it is, then he would take that chatula and would build it again the way he made it from the rib. So what's the problem? So why not? So now why not? Those are good carbohydrates there inside and good proteins and strong bones. So you can build the way you made from the rib, you build the whole human being. So do it from a... What's this whole business, you know? So what does the Torah want to teach us? That you take... No, you can't take something else. You can't take an animal when you want like this. Yeah, it has to be a rib from the man himself in order to find the shidduch. Why is that? So the only thing I was able to think about that, I wasn't able to have anything else, is that every animal in the world has a certain quality. For example, the Gemara says, when you wouldn't know tznius from the Torah, we would learn it from a cat, from the chatula. Tznius mi chatul. So tznius is the middle of the chatul. Or the recheretz tarnagol, or you have faithfulness, the way another chazal say, faithfulness, you have it by a pigeon. So you have all different kind of particular qualities which are spread out in the animal kingdom. And those are real qualities. The way the Gemara says, when you wouldn't know it from the Torah, you would learn it from that animal. That means it's a real quality. So it looks to me that Adam was looking for that. And he saw qualities. He saw tznius. Or he saw faithfulness. And he thought, that would be a good shidduch. And then he saw, no, that can't be. So why not? Why not? So it's a good thing. And I know how Bisyankiv works over here in South Africa. Once in a while I have a halgosha that in Bisyankiv they want to sell you that you only have to beat Sonua. That's it. So that would be a chatula. That's right. So that's the only thing you need. You have only seen one thing, and then that goes. And that Adam HaRishon says, no, it doesn't go. One thing doesn't work. So what is it? It is that you need a whole person. You have to have an entirely built person with all the different aspects of a human being inside. It's not enough that you have only one aspect. Even when you will build up that one aspect into a big thing, which that could be like the rib, you build it up into a big thing, that doesn't work. You need to have all of humanity across. So that what means kenegdoi. Kenegdoi means that's another quality there, you know. So that what means the kenegdoi is you have across you a whole human being. Yeah? And this is the basic ingredient in finding a relationship with someone else is that a person is able to stand across. That means once in a while you hear that the pasuk says, but I don't know what is the situation over here, but it says, Ezer kenegdoi. You have a help which is across, mul, it is opposite him. So the Torah says, Zocho Ezer, when it will go well, it will be a help. And Loi Zocho, when not, then kenegdoi. So I ask people, so when it's going well, what is that word kenegdoi? Where is that? That is appears that then at that moment you don't need that word, you have to omit it, you have to read the pasuk of Asaloi Esaloi Ezer. Because he's a good bad guy. And when he's a bad guy, then Ezeloi Kenegdoi, and then you cut out the word Ezer. No. The pasuk says Ezer Kenegdoi in all the circumstances. Yeah? Because Kenegdoi is needed. Kenegdoi means that you are standing across. It's not like an animal or a particular quality which is there in order to do something for you. No. It's someone which is standing across you. Mul. That's the point. And that is the point of a relationship at home. That there is a whole human being, one across the other. Only when it's going well, that this interaction means Ezer. The connector is an Ezer. It's not connector. It would be like when you say it is opposite but not opposed. Something like this, yeah? But it has to be opposite. It has to be connector. Because that's what Adam Rishon looked for. He looked for whether it's possible that there should be a particular thing, but it can't be. It has to be a whole human being, a cross, connector. So that's what it is. And that's once in a while, you are sold lokshin, you know? But you are sold not like this. People tell you not like this. People tell you, no, you don't have to do whatever you are told, and then you have this brainless thing, which you say, the one is a giver and the other one is a taker. When someone believes that, then I am a kugel, you know? What does that mean? What does it mean? No, both are giving, both are taking. Because you are one across the other. It's a mul. It's a kenegdoi. Yeah? Which is an interaction going on. That is what the Torah wants. And this has to be explored. What is included in that? What is included in that? That the person is kenegdoi. And this is the part of depth, which is there, which we have to grasp. Because then the whole concept will have another depth to it. Other than depth altogether. But we have to try to understand that. What does mean kenegdoi? So I want to explain that like this. You know, I don't know whether you were once in a place where you had these mirrors. You had a mirror once in a while, you had a place where mirrors, and then the mirrors are like bent a little bit, distorted. So the people have a kick out of that. I was very young when I had that. But you go there and then you see yourself fat and skinny and like all these distorted pictures you have. Yeah. So according to my opinion, in a first way, being a cross means that you are a mirror to the other person, but you are a distorted mirror. You are not a flat mirror. That would be a very bad idea, because then there would be only one mirror. Yeah? In a mirror, which is exactly the same thing as it's here, there's only one person there. No, it's a distorted mirror. But this distortion is fruitful, because that creates work. But it's a mirror which is across the whole human being. It's like a life, it's like as tall as the other side is. You know, it's a mirror for the whole thing. But it's distorted, for sure. It's distorted. That's one of the things which are not good, that people look for a mirror which is flat, straight, no distortion. And then they think, I will have the best solemn bias in the world when it's all going without any distortion, straight. That's a nightmare. There's no work involved. There's no growth involved, nothing. But it's a mirror. It's a mirror from the other side. And both have a mirror, we'll see that, yeah? The one reflects the other person. But it's a distorted reflection. I always have that by me. And I try to help people as they come to me. I do not know what's going on within the world or within the lives of other people. I do not know. I don't know. I'm not this person who makes an attempt to understand what's going on behind the scenery. I'm not this. I don't have any enjoyment to think. I can't play chess. Okay, I can't, because I can't think in that awkward way that I think you think that I think you think that I think that you think that I think you think that I think like this, but it's different. I take everything you tell me face value. But you have to be careful. I take everything you tell me face value. The way you speak, what you speak, which words you use. And when I take it face value, I don't think anything. I simply reflect. And then once in a while, I tell the person, I tell you what I see. And then he thinks, now I have this magic googles which I see through the person. That I tell the person, no, most probably I make a mistake. I can't claim that I know what's going on by someone else. But I can reflect what comes to me. And it is distorted, for sure. But you'll have a benefit when you hear my take on you. It will be beneficial for you. You will be able to work with that. Because this reflection is a part of the own growth. That you see yourself reflected in another person. That's a part of your growth. And that's what the Ramban means. The Ramban says, you don't look for a particular quality. Because a particular quality, that would be a quality which makes things happening. You know, that could be efficiency. And then you would be able to have a very good cooperation at home, but no marriage. There would be no marriage. Because efficiency is not the point. The point is the human being. There is a human being standing across you from both sides. And this whole human being is a reflection of yourself with a distortion and with a big distortion that you all know, you know. Everyone is, that it's a big distortion going on, but that's healthy. That's good. Because it's a reflection of what's going on by one. And then you can see, are you real? Does it come through? Does something come through? Am I able to work on myself in that way that the reflection will be more pleasant than what I see now? And that's the mutual work which is going on at home. That's what the Ramban means, yeah? So Mele, you take a part of a human being and create from that a whole human being which is standing across. That's what means finding a shidduch. That's what means marriage. That's what means a home. That is someone across you which reflects you as a whole. Yeah? Now, there is depth to that. That's what the question, whether we go a little bit further on. We have still, for even half an hour, we have time, yeah? So, we have still time. But this goes deeper, much deeper. Because when you understand that this relationship is a relationship of kenegdoi, of mul, so there is something, let's first perhaps say how that is built also in the Torah, this reflection. And then we'll go even further. Yeah? how is that? How do you reflect the other person? But it's not that you have an intelligent husband and then you are also intelligent. That's not reflection. Yeah. And then you have a sportive husband and you have to run after. For example, I have a very good reflection at home. But when my wife would be like me, we would live in a madhouse. Believe me. She's so different than me, you know, so different. You come with me to South Africa? No, I don't come. Coming to America? No. I'll pay for the ticket? No, I don't know. I stay home, you know. No. Okay, so it's very different, but it's a good reflection. So how is that, where is that reflection written in the Torah? That there is a reflection going on. Look now. It is one thing, but this one thing is then afterwards spreading out to all different kind of areas when you know how to work with that. The Torah tells us that the Jewish nation, when they were in Mitzrayim, they had a problem that of being married, because the Egyptians wanted to interfere with that. They didn't want that they should have children. So they were going out into the fields, and that's what it says, Tachasat Tapuach Oratich, that's what it's a well-known thing. And then, afterwards, they built the Mishkan. Could once a person please tell me, that when I speak in the English speaking, over here it's not needed, I can't say Mishkan, but when I speak to English speaking, I have to say Tabernacle. What is that better than Mishkan? What is better? Is that more English? No, so Mishkan, no, it's good. So, I Gidon, you can explain that to me, because it comes from Greek. That's better, you know. No, it's Mishkan, so it's a Mishkan. Okay, when they built the Mishkan, they had to make the place where they take out the water. You call that Kiyor, yeah, where they pour out the water. And this was made from the Choshes, from copper. That's right. And they had mirrors of copper with them, the ladies, and they brought it to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, I do not want that. That is for the Yetzer Hara. You look at yourself and you make yourself beautiful like this. So that's not good. I don't want that for the Mishkan. And then Hashem says, no, these are the most precious items I could have. You have to take them. Because those are the means with that the Jews were having a mishpocha in Egypt. Because they were looking in the mirror together, and then they said, and now they said something. I don't know whether you remember, it's a Rashi in Vayakel. You can look it up. The Rashi in Vayakel says, they looked in the mirror and they said, Ani no mimcho. Ani no mimcho. When you read the translation in the stone chumish, I think you call that, and you read the translation, it says, they said one to the other, I am more beautiful than you. That's what it's translated. But that's nonsense. Did you ever see a beauty contest between a man and a wife on the globe? From Japan till Alaska, and from Greenland till Falkland, you know, you will not find any place in the world where there is anything like this, a beauty contest between man and wife. It's nishto azazach, not there. So the Klal Yisrael was insane, just lost their mind in Egypt. They were retarded. What does that mean? They looked in the mirror and said, I'm more beautiful than you. What does it mean? Makes no sense. You translate it wrong. You have to say, you have to read the Rashi like this. They said one to the other, and they said, Ani no, mimcho, my beauty is taken from you. That's what it means. That means I am reflecting what I got from you. That means reflection. Yeah? I got something. And I got something, and I tell you what I got from you made me beautiful. That's a reflection. And that's what Shalom Bayis means. That's Rashi. That's a sort of reflection there. And that builds a home. That is building a home. That is the depth of relationship which is going on at the home. That the one reflects the other. It's not that you reflect like a mirror. That's like a, that's not a good example anymore. Because it's not a mirror like a quiet, unactive, non-technical thing. No. It is something which responds, that a reflection is a response. Response to what? Response to what you got. What does it mean? I see that what I got from you, that is very meaningful for me. That makes me into a beautiful person. And that is the reflection. That is, you reflect one the other. It's not a quality, a special quality, a specific quality a person has. It's not. It is much deeper. It is this depth of reflection one has to the other. And that goes both ways, you know. And that's what it is, yeah. That you see that you got something. It's not that you repeat what you heard. That's not reflection. Yeah? Not repeating. It is bringing out that insight that you were touched by something, or you have a quality, or you are appreciating. But this appreciation is not a polite thank you or something like this. You are reflecting. That means you say, it did something to me. And that's what you have to think about. That's work. So reflection is a work. That's the difference between a mirror. A mirror doesn't do anything. Doesn't do work. But reflection means you do work. You listen to yourself. What came in? And what do I see? And how does that change me? How does that influence me? And then I see it influences me in a positive way. And that you give back. You have to give that back. And that creates a bond. That's what creating a Jewish home means. Yeah, that's what Rashi says. And that's a very profound thing. People can't do that. There are tons of people which are so shallow, they can't do that. They can't really reflect on themselves and think, what did I get from the other person which made me, made by me, myself, a difference? What is that, not intellectual insight, what is that reaction from the other person making to me, calling in me? And what does it change in my own personality? And this is the kenegdoi. There is a kenegdoi. There is a person, a mul, a cross, which it gives back the reflection to one to the other, and that's what creates a relationship. This is essential. This is an essential part, and this is an essential part of your own inner growth together. It's an essential part, and it is a thing which today it is a lot of times not made. You don't do it. And then you are gliding into very dangerous territory. Very dangerous. Because this is a opening, that work is an opening of a very deep and meaningful relationship. It is something which is... Look, I don't know how it is in South Africa. I believe that over here it's the same thing as all over the world. All over the world, the relationship at home has, because of the influence of the world, has to be a thing which that means like it's like a sort of excitement. Yeah, it's like, well, let's say, whether it is the wife which waits for the husband or the husband waits for the wife. But then you look and say, let's see how that person impresses me, you know? It's like whether it's a good stage or not, whether it's a good, you know, it has to be impressive, it has to be exciting, it has to be... Those are all shallow categories, very shallow, very superficial. Yeah, excitement you have in a roller coaster. Excitement you have by gliding. I don't know. I don't do all these things, you know. For me, that's scary. That's not exciting. I don't know what that is. But the people are excited by all different kind of things. And now, to this absolute dangerous thing is that at home you look for excitement. Yeah? That's what you look for. You look for excitement that you don't get, that there is nothing further than a home which is a good home, which is exciting. I don't know whether you are now all here. You don't know. I called all of your husbands and I told them, they, when you are here by the shiur now for 45 minutes or half an hour, they at home should change the living room into the bedroom and the bedroom into the living room. Very exciting. You would accept that? When you would go home and see that, then you would say, excuse me, I won't enter this thing till the thing is restored the way it was beforehand. No, it's exciting! Crazy. Excitement is that I want to be where I know what's going on. I want to be where things are predictable. When I come home, I want to see that this even the parrot is still there, you know? It is still there. I want to see him there. I don't want to see him somewhere else. And I want to see the picture here, and this picture, that's what I want. It's not exciting, because excitement isn't the thing at home. It isn't. And when you think this is so dangerous, because people are so shallow, they are so superficial, that the only thing which triggers them is excitement. And they don't get that the point of having a home is depth, not excitement. But it's not depth the way you think. It's depth because the things are surprising. Things are not known. Things are unexpected. No. Things are expected. Things are more or less the same. But there is depth because there is a response and a giving back from another person, which that thing is important to me. And it has a depth to it. And that what builds a home. And we have to restore that. We have to do that. And when you deal in, when you are a counselor or a Shalom Bayis person which deals with that, you exactly know that this is one of the biggest problems today. Yeah? One of the biggest problems. And then there are people which they go for that and they say, okay, so we have to give in and we have to make it exciting. That's a way which leads to nowhere. Leads to Gehenna straight, you know. No, you can't. You can't do that. That's not a stable home. That's not a depth. You have to reveal that depth the way the Torah says. Ezer kenegdoi. It stands mimul. It is across you. And there this depth comes in. So that is a very essential part which we have to understand. And I think this is a part which is true for everyone. But people are called, even when they think conceptually about marriage, about building a home, when they think conceptually about that, they are called in this shallowness. That's what I meant. Shallow is this the giving and taking, you know. I really don't understand, because by us, in our place is that the Chosen and the Kale is the Hashem and Klal Yisrael in Shir HaShirim. That's right, Shir HaShirim. That's the Chosen and the Kale is Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael doesn't give anything. We don't make mitzvahs. And the Shir HaShirim is not full with that the other side gives something. It's not full, the Shir HaShirim full with that. Yes, it is. But still you are caught with that. There's your Neuschen and Mekabel. Finita la commedia. Yeah, that's even not shallow. That makes no sense. It's hollow. It's empty. No. It means you have to give. You have to give a response. And the response has to be after you reflect on what you got. Anino mimcho. Respond. But the response comes from the reflection of what you got. And the other side, the same thing. Yeah? The same thing. So that is, I think, what a home is built on. And I think that's a very essential message we can take out of Torah. I think it's a very modern message. Yeah? It's very modern. All of it. From the beginning, from the Ramban, even though the Ramban looks like awkward, you know, going looking for a shidduch by animals, and it looks like awkward, the whole thing, you know. And from there till this Rashi, which looks like nonsense, you know, and you can read it in the Stone Chumash. Read it, open it up, Parshas Vayakel. It says there in Vayakel, it says, and it's translated, I am more beautiful than you. And then only think for a second. Don't be religious and say, oh, the holy words. Not think, no, think. And then you see, it makes no sense. It makes flat out no sense. Yeah? Elamite means, anino mimcho. My beauty is taken from you. That's what reflection is. Yeah? You reflect what you got. And that is the depth of a Jewish home. So I think that's a essential message. I think that's good for everyone. And hopefully that you enjoyed that. I think that is a important thing. That was the half an hour which I had to speak. Okay? That's kind. Thank you. Yeah, you can ask questions. You can ask questions whatever you want. Yeah? Question? Yeah, it's good. Okay, there's no questions. No, you have a question.
I hope I haven't missed the whole point. The Torah says that a woman is given aid if you need door. But what is the role of a husband? Is it also the reflection?
In that sense, yes. Only the husband has other things to do too. Yeah, but that's not the defining point there. But the defining point in a home, in the shidduch, that's only because the thing there was made for a shidduch. When Adam Rishon, he looked for a shidduch, in the shidduch process, she's the Ezer connector. She is that reflection of him. And he reflects her too. That's what the Borei Olam does. By me it says the Borei Olam, again, Shir HaShirim is Jewish nation with Hashem. And what is Hashem doing? You call that Mido Keneged Mido. That's right. Excuse me. How is Hashem dealing with us? You know that. Mido Keneged Mido. What means Mido Keneged Mido? Means reflection what we do. No, that's what it says. No? Ah. Vice versa. That the Chosen also has Mido Keneged Mido. Okay. The relationship is always a reflection. We reflect to the Boreil of what we got from him. We got a nice apple, we say, Boreil of Prioids. He gets a good mitzvah from us, he will bestow on us some things in Olam Hazeh, Olam Habo, I don't know. When he gets some rotten apple, that is a good aveira, so then the reaction will be accordingly, reflecting, same thing. He reflects our actions and we reflect his actions. And by him it also goes with a thought. Not everything you do has the same reaction from the Hashem. And it's not everything you got has the same reaction back. You have to contemplate, you have to think, and then say a broche. And not the same thing, the very same thing. You got a child, you make a bris. You got the home, you put a mezuzah. You reflect, you give back. You reflect. You think, what did I get and what do I give back? How do I bring back that thing? Standing, it's the same thing. Yeah. Yeah, Moshi.
No, just an eight, so one is a reflection. Like, a lot of people in this room are counseling couples in bad situations. So this reflection, when there's nothing good to reflect.
I don't believe in that. I don't believe.
So what would you say to help somebody in a situation where the reflection, there's not this?
There is another thing going on that, it's not that I believe only in the good of people. I saw enough mushchoses in my life. No, there are very bad things happening by people. Okay, don't think that I am so naive is not a good word, but perhaps I am naive. But I even naively see that there are bad people. Okay, that you can't be naive and still see that. No, but there is an active work of seeing a quality in another person. There's an active work in that. And let's think where to be truthful. The way it looks to me, I never saw people which they do not have a quality, which you have once in a while, reveal it in an active way. You think about that. You go deeper. Yeah? Once in a while, when you have a person which he is reacting in an awkward way, then you say it's his childhood or things like this. So by me, when I see that this is childhood, that's not that I then explain to myself why he's a bad guy. That only gives me the possibility to push that away, what distorts the sight, the vision, and then I can see there is a quality there which, without that knowledge that he has had a broken home, I would only see the bad things. But when I know that he comes from a broken home, then I say, okay, when I would come from a broken home, I also would react in that way. Okay, move on. Now, let's go further on. And then I see the maila. Then I see a quality. This whole, you understand, that's by me personally. I think so. I had people which were very, very in a close contact with me, which were like halfway through in a very unpleasant way, not so well, like Asperger, or you have a psychopath or things like this. It's not so pleasant to sit with a person like this. But even there, I think that there was possible to see something behind that thing. I would have to think about that, but I think so. I want to say the truth, but okay, it could be by pathological cases that's more difficult. Could be. I don't know. Yeah.
When there's anything negative, so if there's a relationship where there's a negative feeling that happens, therefore it's actually a reflection on yourself.
Yeah.
To protect yourself in order to be that positive reflection, then you'll be reflected positively.
The Baruch Kedovich says that the shame, the Reb Chaim Vital, the word is, it's not so nice, but the word is, you have to know when your wife, he speaks to men, when your wife has a objection to you, has a taina to you, that means that Hashem has the taina to you. That's what he says. This is that reflection. Yeah? But now don't abuse that, that's right. And now don't go back home and say, okay, now you get it, you know. Because that Hashem wants from you. Now don't abuse that. But that's what he says. It's just exactly the same thing. There is something, when the reflection doesn't work right, there is something wrong with you. Huh? Because that should be reflected in the right way. That's exactly what you say. That's the basis of the
document.
You ask where that goes, it goes. Look, my thumb is straight. I don't have this blondish thumb which makes like this. I understand, you know? No, I don't think that this is a vicious circle which goes further on and further on. There is something to it. There's something like this. I want to perhaps explain. She refers to a Tosfos in Bavli, I think, which a Tosfos says, I want to show you that I'm aware that there could be something like this, but let's break that through, okay? And that's interesting for you? Mm-hmm. So Tracer says that when you see a donkey of the guy you hate, that he can't get up, you have to go and help him. Yeah? You hate him, so please go and help him. And then it says, that's because you will have to break your bad inclination. You have to break your hatred. Mm-hmm. That's the Gemara. So what's going on? What does it mean you hate someone? So when the Torah says you hate someone, that means it's legitimate to hate him. That means you saw the guy making a terrible aveira, but you were alone. You were eid echad. You can't go to Beis Din and it's gossip to say to other people, but he made a terrible aveira. You know, you saw it in the middle of Yom Kippur eating pork. Good. Yeah. He was in his home. No one saw it. You saw that. And now you are allowed to hate that guy. That you are allowed. You can't tell it to anyone because you're Eid Echod. But you're allowed to hate him. You don't have to love that guy. He is a... Yeah, that's what he is. Good. So So you hate him. Now you see him. Now Tosha says like this, goes like this. You see him with a donkey and he can't get the thing on the donkey. And you hate him, legitimately. And now you're going by and don't help him. But now, he doesn't know that you saw him, Yom Kippur, eating the pork. And he sees you now that you walk further on. And now that's why he thinks you hate him for nothing. And now, kemayim ponim el ponim kein leiv odom lo odom, the pasuk in Mishle, that you are reflecting the other one like water. Yeah? Now, because he thinks you hate him, he will begin to hate you. And because he will hate you, you now will hate him not only because of the pork. You will now begin to hate him because he is against you. And that creates that vicious circle which you can't break. And that's why you have to help him to put the thing back to the donkey in order to break that circle. That's tasteless. That's an unbelievable thing, you know. The Chaznish says in the letter, that's why you shouldn't easily ask help from others. And say, I ask help from others and never mind when they say me no. Yeah? Because when you ask help from others and they say you no, they think you hate them. And because they think you hate them, they will begin to hate you. And when they begin to hate you, you will be hating them. And when you are a person which easily asks for help always, you will be quickly hating and hated. That's the Chaznish. Unbelievable insight. It's this is vicious circle which you can't stop. You can't stop that circle. How do you stop it? You stop it by that you help him put back things on his donkey. And that's what you do at home. When you are reflected wrong, then you can't break everything and say, okay, now the relationship is disrupted. Now let's go in my room. You know, over here in the South African homes, once where I have, you have definitely enough rooms, that you have a room for being burgers for every member of the family, you know. You have a room burgers for you, for your wife, for all of your 8 children, because you have 32 rooms, you know. There's enough room for being burgers for everyone, you know. And then you go into your burgers room, and then you don't speak. That's wrong. Then the circle is like traces. Then it goes like this. But when you say, okay, I'm reflected badly, so okay, I have to work on myself, but what do I do? But next time, adraba, I bring the tray with a, not the invisible person, I do it, you know. Okay, I'll bring the tray with the coffee, I bring the, it's like the donkey, you know. You put that thing, that breaks it through. That breaks it, okay? So that's for, but there is something like this, but you can break it through that you help. So now, when you have a neighbor or someone which you accidentally see with a donkey, so that's one thing. But at home, you always have this situation, and you have to break that through before it becomes a circle which doesn't stop then. Yeah? That's the traces. Okay? Good. Till here. Atka. Zeigesund.